And joining us in studio, a man whose name never had to pronounce it in front of him, so I'm going to hopefully get it right. Michael Manoa-Nui, Patriots tight end.
Right.
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Let's talk about that catch yesterday. One-handed, back of the end zone. A lot of people saying Gronk who after that catch.
Yeah, it was definitely nice to get in the end zone. It's been a while, and to do it in that fashion was kind of cool, but I told everyone last night I traded in for a win in a heartbeat. You know, we just start getting better today and move on to the Ravens.
Yeah, that's one area we talked a lot about. You know, obviously, with Gronk, you lose a player like that, you're not going to replace him, especially this period of time in the NFL post-trade deadline. What red zone, without Gronk, what was this week like for you guys? How many adjustments in the game plan did you have to feel without a guy like that?
Definitely with Gronk out and, what Shane Vereen has been doing, definitely knew. The possibility of doubling him was definitely a possibility for them. As far as adjustments, it wasn't too many. You know, we still have same game plan and things we do down there. And like I said, we just got to get better and execute. When the time comes.
A little bit better in the first half than he had been in recent weeks. Was there an emphasis during the week of practice about getting off to a fast start?
Yeah, I mean. It seems like at the beginning of the season, we're slow coming out at halftime, so that was an emphasis. And then, later in the season, it kind of flipped on us. We're good coming out of halftime and then slow at the beginning. So it's definitely an emphasis coaches have put on us, and, we just got to be more focused. There's no real game plan changes. We just, got to do everything better, and that's what we've kind of been focusing on.
You mentioned Shane Vereen, the opportunity that they might double-team him, Michael. From your perspective, what did they do? Because it seemed like the week before, 12 catches. Yesterday kept them in check. Mm-hmm. Specifically, what did they do to take Shane Vereen out of the game plan yesterday?
Specifically, they did what we thought they were going to do. Not necessarily doubling him on every play, but just some different combinations and things to kind of throw us off. But, like I said, we just got to do little things better, whether it's route technique, obviously catching the ball, all those things that go into, passing game and being able to run down there in the red zone is obviously a big part of what we do too. And like I said, we just got to do things better.
Unfortunately, every week it seems like we're talking about pass interference more and more. Calls that are made, calls that aren't made. That final drive for you, it's awful tough for you to go up and catch it when you're being tackled. Is that something you feel like you almost these days you have to sell it more to try to trick her? Is that what it's coming to at this point?
I don't know about that. I'm definitely not going to make any excuses. It's over. Can't do anything about it now. Like I said, we just got to move on to the Ravens and get better. But I'm not going to make any excuses. And
But you were tackled.
You can't say it, but we can.
Yeah. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you've learned quickly. The is what it is quote. Yeah. Excellent. The more injuries on the offensive line, I know in part you're going to help out with some of the blocking too. Does it get to a level of frustration when you see guys going down left and right?
It's frustrating, no doubt about it. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, but it's the NFL. Guys are going to get hurt. Every team has these problems. It stinks, but, what are we going to do? Sit around and cry about it. That's not going to fix anything. So, like I said, I keep going back to, just getting better each and every day. And, it's crunch time now. And, pretty much every game, you got to treat it like a playoff game or else you'll be sitting home, very soon. So, we'll do that, starting today.
Last one for me. Obviously, the tight end depth chart has changed here. Some due to injury, some due to players not being here. How has your role changed at all, and has it changed at all with with Gronk going down and other tight ends not being here?
Definitely, it's changed. Since the first day I got here, like you said, with people gone and hurt. Definitely changed, from going to three tight end sets to two tight end sets, now to kind of one tight end sets and a little bit of two, more fullback in there. Week to week it can change, depend on who we're playing, this and that. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but, more route running, not just standing and blocking or pass protecting. So it's changed, but something I embrace and, you know, I've wanted to do.
More one-handed catches as well.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us, man. All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Michael Manawanui joining